And the reason I remember it is because one of those things on there was an airplane, because I wanted an airplane. So that went on for a while, and then it kind of, I don't know, I just lost interest in it, I guess. I got my airplane. On and off, my goodness, that was over 40 years ago, 42 years ago. On and off through the decades, it would come back a little bit, right? And I remembered some things that I wrote down. One was about our president, that our president would be someone who would stand before the people and talk about Jesus, that would profess his belief before the people. It wouldn't just be politics. That was one of those important things. So, fast forward, again, occasionally it would come back, but probably somewhere between, it's more than three, but probably a little less than 4 years ago, Spirit of God began to deal with me about those things. Again, I've shared with you over and over again in 1 Timothy 2:1, where Timothy says, you got to pray for these people. You get declarations, entreaties, and intercessions with thanksgiving over all men and over those who are in authority and those who are in preeminence, positions of influence, right? And you do that because it's God's will for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, and also because we want to, and you remember we've been through these words, as accurately as I could get them, in order that we may lead tranquil and undisturbed lives in all godliness, yusabaya, that outward sign of the inward good there, those things that look that portray God, in and dignity. And I've thought about that so many times anyway. So I began to put those things back into me. And before President Trump was reelected, we're going somewhere. I heard that, okay? It's a long story, but it has a point, and the point is you, okay? God began to give me specific things to say. When I'm standing before him, which you do when you enter that throne of Christ, and you're interceding for people, you're making declarations of people, those should be declarations that either are written in the book or you know God gave them to you. That stuff started coming back to me big time. And not every day, but probably like 5 out of 7, I will spend that time and I'll stop and say, I'm simply going to declare the things that you've given to me. And I go through, and it has to do with all over the world. It's not just here. It has to do with things in other places too. Not things I look for, just I believe God's given them to me, so I just speak them back to him because I'm a man in the earth withstanding, like we've been talking about, right? Okay. One of the things that out of all of that, even before he was reelected, among other things I would speak over him, I'll share one thing with you. Julie's probably the only person that's heard any of this, okay? In praying for him, again, this is going back almost 4 years ago, that his exoneration and vindication would exalt our nation, that it would crumble the walls of denigration and degradation and corruption. Okay? Long time ago. Day in and day out and day in and day out. One of the things in the middle of all of that, in asking that God would grant him wisdom and surround him with wise counsel, what I would say is surround himself with those who will call upon the name of the Lord. Again, I didn't make that up. That's just what I heard. So that's what I was going with. And I remember probably a month or so ago watching Flashpoint. For those of you who don't know what the Flashpoint Army is, you ought to find out. And they gave a clip of Carolyn Leavitt. Y'all know who that is? She's the press secretary for the president. Yeah, she's on television every day, okay? Just about. A young woman, 28. She just had a baby like less than a year ago, okay? This clip showed her with another person right before she was going to walk out of the back into the news briefing room where all the reporters are, where she is the spokesperson for the president every day, right? That goes out to the entire world every day, or almost. She stopped and caught the hand of the person next to her, and I was shocked. What she said, basically, she had a couple of other little things, but she said, "Jesus, you fill your words in my mouth that I may speak the right thing." Calling not just on the Lord, Jesus. Jesus, you help me. You give me the words to speak. Let me show you and what I do. And that got my attention big time. And then Sunday afternoon, I'm standing there watching the Secretary of State lay out who Jesus is and what he did and what it means to you or should mean to you in your life. This is not politics, right? These are, quote, politicians. They are the leaders of our government, but they are calling on the name of the Lord. And again, it happened with everyone who spoke. I met Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, Stephen Miller, who is deputy chief of staff. It was a surreal moment to me because I began to remember over 40 years ago when I was asking God to do these things. And I know many of you probably, certainly millions and millions of people. And in the last few years, probably around this country, there's been tens of millions of people interceding for the president of the United States. And as I sat there in that surreal moment looking at this, I realized that these people, this man, this president of the United States, had literally surrounded himself with people who will call on the name of the Lord. And one of the things that just leaps out, what is that, the first or second verse maybe of the 29th chapter of Proverbs, that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.